Hello?
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from XPO.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Is the phone number that I'm calling you back on the one that's on your order?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Okay, give me just a moment. Is that the one you got a call from us on?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bear with me just a moment. Okay. And then can you verify the name and the delivery address on the order?
James Long, 4653 Miles Standish Road, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 234.
Okay, sir. So I'm showing that this was taken off the route by manager of delivery, LaRon. It looks like they postponed your delivery. We were notified at around 10 o'clock this morning.
Okay. Do you know what that means for me?
Well, you see, we route the night prior, and then we show up to the store the next day to load the truck. They're supposed to call you and let you know what's going on to cause your delivery to be postponed because we don't have any stock information. As far as contacting Lowe's, I would suggest you do so in the morning because that's when the delivery team, like the manager of delivery that removed your item from the route, that's when he's there, is from about 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the mornings.
Okay.
So if you call fairly early, and I think it's 2 for delivery, or you can press 3 for the pro desk and ask that person to transfer you to the manager of delivery, they should be able to explain to you, A, what's going on with your product, and B, why nobody from the store contacted you today to let you know. Because the agreement we have with them is if it's on our end, if it's a transit issue, truck breaks down, driver's running late, we let you know. But if it's a product issue, they, as the store who sold you the product, are supposed to let you know.
Okay.
All
right. That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Yes, sir. If there's nothing else, I thank you for calling XPO. You take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye.